Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in Heaven. No matter what's happening in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we'll pray through today's prayer on unshakable faith together.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A Prayer for Unshakable Faith, written by Alicia Searle, read by Leah Gerard, the happily married former Leah Martin. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and much trembling. And my speech and my message were not in plausible words of wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of the power, so that your faith might not rest in the wisdom of me, but in the power of God. 1 Corinthians 2, 3 through 5. Would you say that your faith is unshakable? Well, let me rephrase that. When life gets a little unsteady or feels upside down and shakes you up a bit, where do you stand? Is it on the firm foundation of your faith? Or does life take you on detours that lead you to those bumpy roads that trip you up? It's okay to admit your faith is a little unsteady, maybe even wavering right now. I know if I'm being honest, mine is too. But the truth is, I want to have this incredible connection to the Father where I completely trust and obey Him with every aspect of my life while shining with a light that radiates my love for Jesus. But just this morning, I took my coffee, sat in my car all alone, and let the lies of this world fall on my already heavy shoulders. Instead of leaning into God, I succumbed to the ways of my flesh and allowed bitterness to fester. Ugh. My unshakable faith shattered. But then, God showed up. As I opened the console, looking for a phone charger, I was met with two copies of the Bible. I keep them in there because over the past couple of years, we've had our car broken into a few times, and I figured if anyone's going to steal something besides my phone charger, it might as well be a copy of God's Word. Now, to be completely honest, in that moment, I was ready to sort of numb out and do the mindless phone scroll. Yet, as I plugged in my phone charger, those Bibles kept staring back at me, and I got this sense that God was softly calling me to recharge my faith, too. It's just like God to do that, right? Well, maybe this is your divine sign, and God is tenderly calling you to recharge your faith. If so, go snag your Bible. Heading out to your car with a cup of coffee is optional, and flip to 1 Corinthians 2, 3 through 5. Paul wrote the letter of 1 Corinthians to the church at Corinth. Paul is probably the most influential character in the New Testament, besides Jesus, of course. And he's also, arguably, the greatest missionary to have ever lived. When we think of Paul, we often picture this bold man of stature who exuded such confidence and remained diligent and strong as he traveled all over the Mediterranean. Even though he faced brutality, calamity, and adversity, he continued to preach, striving to win the hearts of Jews and Gentiles alike. Paul was the epitome of unshakable faith to the early church, right? Well, some of the people in Corinth didn't really think so. In fact, some didn't think he was that impressive at all. Paul humbly shared with them that the first time he came to preach to them, he was nervous, filled with anxiety and fear. Paul got personal and showed humility, explaining how he had moments when his faith wavered and he would bend to the ways of his flesh. However, he goes on to say that it isn't about grand performances or a perfect execution or delivery, because God will fill in our weaknesses. Friend, did you catch that? Unshakable faith is not about having the perfect faith that never rattles us. It's about coming to God in our weakness, in the moments that may shake us, sometimes to the core of our being. It's in those moments we must humble ourselves and seek a recharge of our faith by our good and perfect Savior, Jesus. Let's pray. Oh God, we come before you in need of your divine mercy and grace. We admit that we need you. We can so easily bend and sway to the lies of this world, going down paths that trip us up with anxiety and fear, worry, and so much more. Yet when we are weak, falling and failing along the way, you are faithful and strong. So we seek your strength today. We surrender our hearts to you, and we ask that you intervene in our lives, reigniting our faith once again. We humbly ask this in your holy and precious name, Jesus. Amen. Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Once in a Generation, a podcast comes along with the power and eloquence to inspire us all.
This show will entertain you while you wait for that one. Join two best friends, author and former history teacher John Driver and comedian Johnny W. for hilarious and authentic conversations about life, history, culture, faith, and everything in between.
You can listen to Talk About That wherever you find your podcasts or at lifeaudio.com.